ever think about what life really looks like once you're done with the whole work
You
thing?
mean like when you're retired?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Today we're diving into these two websites, justretired50plus.com and justretired50plus.ie,
Okay.
created by this Dublin couple.
Oh.
They're basically documenting their whole retirement adventure. They're all about travel and trying new things. So we're going to see what they're up to and what we can all learn from their experience, you know, for our own retirement journeys.
Sounds interesting. What makes these websites stand out to you?
Well, I think it's because it's just so genuine, you know?
Right.
This isn't some sponsored thing or some marketing campaign. This is literally a couple funding their own third chapter, as they like to call it.
Nice.
And they're just sharing their real experiences, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
So it's a pretty honest look at what retirement can be like.
Exactly. It's like peeking behind the curtain of a retirement well lived.
I like that.
So let's start with the websites themselves. We've got the .com and the IE. Why two? How are they different?
Think of the .com, justretired50plus.com, as your travel guide.
Okay.
It's their dedicated travel blog with all their adventures around the world.
So all about the trips they've taken. Got it.
Yep. And then you've got justretired50plus.ie. That one's more about their lifestyle. They call it the third chapter.
The third chapter. I like that. So what kind of stuff do they talk about on that one?
Everything, really. It's about their life in retirement beyond just travel, like learning new skills, pursuing hobbies, ticking things off their bucket list.
So the .com is where you go if you want to see the places they've been. But it's not just pages of text, right? They've got all sorts of other content going
Oh,
on.
yeah, they've got the blogs on both sites, but then they also have a YouTube channel where they post videos of their travels.
Nice.
And they have podcasts too.
So it's like a multimedia travelogue.
Exactly. And the really cool part is that the travel content on the .com site is linked to specific country videos and podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're reading about their trip to, let's say, Italy, you can also watch videos and listen to podcasts about their experience there.
That's a really smart way to do it. Now, their travel blogs have this very specific naming structure. It's like country name, PC type, activity level, trip structure, region. That's complicated, doesn't it?
I know it might seem like a lot at first,
Yeah.
but it's actually super helpful. The PC just means that there's a podcast episode available for that blog post. The type tells you if it was a business trip or a leisure trip.
Right.
And then the activity level is rated from 1 to 10. So you know how physically demanding the trip was? Really useful if you're thinking of doing something similar.
So you can get a feel for whether it's a relaxing trip or something more adventurous.
Exactly. And they also mention the trip structure, like whether it was a group tour, a self-directed trip, or an all-inclusive resort.
Oh, I see.
And of course, they specify the region of the country they visited.
Okay, so if I'm looking for a, let's say, a low activity level self-directed trip to the coast of Spain, I could easily find that.
Absolutely. It's all very well organized.
That's so helpful for planning your own trips.
Right. And in the travel blogs, they don't just talk about their experiences.
Yeah.
They also share practical travel tips, recommendations for things to see, and even a standout must-see for each location.
Oh, cool. So it's like a personal travel guide.
Exactly.
Now let's talk destinations. They've been all over the place.
Yeah, they've really explored the world. We're talking Africa, Asia, Australia, you name it.
Give us some examples. Where have they been specifically?
Well, they've been to Cape Town in South Africa.
Oh, wow.
They've experienced the culture of Japan, visited Australia and New Zealand, explored Mexico and the US.
Wow.
They even relaxed on the beaches of Barbados.
Sounds amazing.
Oh, and they've been to Italy too,
Yeah.
and even Jordan in the Middle East.
That's pretty impressive. Now let's switch gears to their .ie site, the third chapter. It seems like this site is all about the wider picture of retirement, not just travel.
You got it. It's like they're saying retirement is a whole new chapter in your life full of possibilities.
So it's not just about relaxing and taking it easy.
No, it's about embracing new things, learning, growing, and pursuing your passions.
What kind of activities are we talking about here?
Well, they've tried a lot of different things. They even learned to scuba dive.
Wow.
They talk about the importance of digital literacy and
Yeah.
how older adults can learn alongside younger generations.
Interesting.
They're also involved in community projects like men's sheds.
That's cool.
They've tried hill walking, orienteering, and cycling too.
So they're pretty active.
Yeah. And they also explore more creative pursuits like learning to play guitar
Okay.
and playing bridge.
That's a tough one. And
Yeah.
sailing too. They're really going for it. What about you though? Anything you always wanted to try but haven't had the time for?
So many things. I've always wanted to learn how to play the piano.
That's a good one. It seems like travel still plays a role in their .ie site, though.
You're right, they have a holidays section,
Okay.
but it's less about travelogues and more about tips for senior travelers.
Practical stuff.
Yeah, and they also discuss traveling during a pandemic.
That's relevant.
Definitely. And then there are some layer pieces about, funny things Irish people say on holiday.
Oh, that sounds fun. So it's a different perspective on travel.
Exactly. It's more relatable to their everyday life and retirement.
Now, they also have a mindfulness section on their .ie site.
Yeah, that's really important.
What's that about?
Well, it's all about managing stress specifically for people over 50.
That makes sense. Retirement can be stressful in its own way, right?
Absolutely. It's a big life change.
Now, they also have an opinion piece section. What do they talk about there?
In those pieces, they share their thoughts on big events like the 2007 financial crash and the recent pandemic.
Okay.
They offer their perspective on these things from an Irish point of view.
So it's a more personal and reflective look at the world around them.
Exactly.
Stepping back a bit, what would you say is the biggest takeaway from their websites? What's their overall message about retirement?
I think their main message is to embrace retirement actively. They really push for travel and new
So
experiences.
it's not about slowing down.
No, not at all. It's about using your newfound time to explore and grow.
They seem to have planned for this stage of life very intentionally.
They definitely did. They even talk about their financial decisions. For example, they chose not to overinvest in property.
And they seem to encourage people to be adventurous, especially those whose kids have grown up or who've lost their parents.
Yeah, they tell people to reconnect with their younger selves, to readopt your 20-year-old free spirit. It's a powerful message.
They make a good point. What about the financial side of things, though? All this travel can't be cheap.
They're pretty realistic about it. They know they went from being time rich but cash poor to the opposite. They emphasize the importance of research and finding good value for money. You don't need to be rich to have incredible experiences.
True. Any last thoughts for our listeners?
This couple really shows that retirement can be an exciting and fulfilling time.
Absolutely. It's all about how you approach it.
And their websites offer a ton of inspiration and practical advice.
So for you, the listener, think about what you want your third chapter to look like. What new things do you want to explore?
And definitely check out their websites, justretired50plus.com and justretired50plus.ie.
They might just spark an idea for your own retirement adventure. Thanks for joining us.
See you next time.
Bye.